Welcome to African Markets Daily with Thekiso and Thinili Fifi, your daily financial and business news update from around the continent.
Hello and hellos. It is Tuesday, the 8th of September, and these are some of your top business and financial news from around the continent. South Africa has fallen into a deeper recession, with Statistics South Africa announcing that the GDP has dropped by 51% in the second quarter of this year. The annualized contraction has been attributed to the effects of the coronavirus and the hard lockdown that saw industries closed for months. This is the fourth consecutive decline since the second quarter of last year. The largest contributors to the drop are the manufacturing industry, which fell by 74.9%, and the mining and quarrying industries, which shrank by 73.1%. Agriculture was the only sector with positive contribution, growing by just over 15%. South Africa's Shoprite Holdings, one of the biggest supermarkets on the continent, plans to sell or close its remaining two stores in Kenya by the end of December, leaving the East African country 2 years after just entering it. The supermarket has been reviewing its long-term options as currency devaluations, supply problems, as well as weak consumer spending in Angola, Nigeria, and Zambia put pressure on earnings. Shoprite shares jumped more than 11% on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange to a five-month high as investors cheered the group's earnings post-lockdown outlook and a dividend payout. The decision to leave Kenya comes a month after the company announced plans that it is considering selling its stake in Nigeria. Ethiopia plans to sell 5% stake in its state-run telecoms company to its citizens as part of measures to break up the monopoly. The sale of the stake is part of Ethiopia's plans to open up one of the world's most closed telecoms market in the nation of around 110 million people. The government will retain a 55% stake in Ethio Telecom, with the remainder going to international companies. Angola state auditor says government-owned companies are draining the state, while the oil giant Sonangol failed to report its results. The bleak report card comes after Fitch Rating Agency downgraded Angola's credit rating, citing the increasing unsustainability of its debt burden after a fall in oil prices. Seeking to defy a decade-old legacy of corruption and mismanagement, the oil and mineral-rich country has launched a drive to privatize key assets, including Sonangol, to drum up foreign investment in the country. Hey, that's where we leave it tonight. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you catch us. It does make a difference. Enjoy your day.